a handful of things that are always singular, even with an S on the end. Studied topics like physics, politics, ethics, or social studies. This includes mathematics, often shortened to maths, foods that are more than one of the thing, but are one dish, eggs, beans. Measurements. Uncountable things are counted by units of measurement. Two glasses of beer is just enough for me. At the Dai Pai Dong, the cost of lunch is only $20. Only a fifth of the city is angry. Money is an uncountable concept, but dollars are countable and cost is singular. There is one city, but if you count people, there are more than one. Only a fifth of the people are angry. The names of books, movies, and so on are always one, even if the actual word, such as wars, is plural. Star Wars is a famous movie. Then there's the whole vexed question of collective nouns. Some unreasonably strict English teachers, especially in the U.S., seem to insist collective nouns always take a singular verb, but actually it's flexible. Our team is winning. Our team are wearing red. Usually when you confuse is or are, the sentence will only look or sound awkward. It is unusual for the meaning to be confused. It is much better to try and be awkward than never to try. People who try will fail sometimes, but those who never try will never succeed. For minor grammar points, when you are not sure, guess. Real English is not always clear or strict.